Is there some movement in the case against Countrywide?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Countrywide Financial was one of the major bad boys of the subprime mortgage debacle. Today, there is a meeting scheduled in the government's fraud and insider trading case against former Countrywide execs. This is one of the only enforcement actions the Securities and Exchange Commission has taken after the mortgage crisis. Reporter Janet Babin joins us live from North Carolina Public Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Janet, what is the SEC's lawsuit about?
Well, three top executives are charged here with deceiving shareholders, not telling them about all the risky mortgage loans the company made. Also, former chief executive Angelo Mozillo is charged with insider trading. Now, if you remember, and you said Countrywide is that company that really became the symbol of the financial crisis, you know, for writing up all these subprime mortgage loans that went bad. But these SEC charges, Bill, they have nothing to do with how those mortgages were marketed to the public or whether there was wrongdoing involved in selling the mortgages. The charges only address how shareholders were treated.
Why haven't there been more criminal charges against companies involved in the mortgage meltdown?
Well, some have suggested that the SEC and others have been hamstrung by a recent Supreme Court ruling that had to do with Enron and its former CEO, Jeff Skilling. In that ruling, the law used to prosecute public corruption and fraud was curtailed. The court said that law could only be used to prosecute bribery and kickbacks, but no other conduct.
Okay, so what's expected to happen today during this meeting in the case against Countrywide?
Yeah, so the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal report that this meeting could result in a settlement in this case, and they say that there are benefits to this for the government because it wouldn't risk a loss at trial. But if no settlement is reached, then the trial is expected to begin next Tuesday.
Janet Babin reporting live. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Bill.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has been warning it's time to get tough with China over its undervalued currency. Well, today could be the day. Treasury is due to release a report on currency manipulators. Marketplace's John Dimsdale says China might make that list for the first time.
If Treasury finds China is artificially keeping its export prices low, the administration is required to start consultations to fix the imbalance. Dan Rosen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics wonders, what's the big deal?
The Treasury Department is already consulting with the Chinese intensely. So in part, this would be a little bit of theater where we were upping the rhetorical position of the U.S. on the issue.
Congress is trying to wave a bigger stick. The House last month overwhelmingly approved hefty retaliatory tariffs on just about all Chinese imports. And Scott Paul with the Alliance for American Manufacturing wants the Senate to pass the bill before the year is out.
We need every tool in the toolbox to get China to change this job-killing behavior.
One other possibility would be enlisting international support against China. The U.S. tried that at this month's International Monetary Fund annual meetings without much success. But analysts say China's cheap currency also hurts exports from Europe, Japan, and even developing countries like Brazil. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Now the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in Europe and Asia. Both General Electric and Mattel said this morning that their revenues last quarter were underwhelming. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 1 point. The close was 11,094.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The Major League Baseball playoffs continue this weekend with games in Arlington, Texas and Philadelphia. Reporter Joel Rose says in Philly, local businesses are hanging on every pitch.
It's happy hour at the South Philly Bar and Grill, a TV-saturated sports bar a couple miles from the Phillies ballpark. Business is good for a weeknight, but co-owner Ken Brownell Sr. says it's nothing compared to what he'll do during a playoff game.
If they're winning, even during the course of a given game, people have a tendency to get more enthusiastic and buy an extra drink or buy extra food or whatever it might be. There's definitely an impact.
Brownell says his sales can jump 40% on a game night. But this is not the kind of impact you can plan for in advance. Co-owner Ken Brownell Jr. says you never really know how your team is going to do.
In the past, we've been burned by counting on the Eagles and other sports teams, and they just haven't come through, and the fans have given up. So I guess the Phillies kind of help balance it out for all the other sports teams that don't do so well.
The Phillies are trying to make it to the World Series for the third year in a row. That helped take the sting out of the recession for many local bars and restaurants. Peter Cherokee owns Chickies and Pete's, a local chain of sports-friendly restaurants.
Because I'm in Philadelphia and we have the Phillies making it to the World Series, our numbers are around the same. So we're like 1% up instead of being 20% down.
But not every business in town benefits from the team's success. Brian Dilworth is the booker for the Electric Factory, one of the top concert venues in Philadelphia.
People become baseball fans October 1st. You know, they don't become necessarily Social Distortion fans October 1st.
Dilworth has learned the hard way that business drops 10% or more when the Phillies are playing, so he doesn't have anything on the calendar for Saturday or Sunday.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't do a Bob Dylan show or Bruce Springsteen show, but we didn't rush out to look for something, let's put it that way.
Still, Dilworth is rooting for the Phillies to make it back to the World Series. He just hopes they sweep through the playoffs quickly. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And finally, as for the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute, I could talk about unemployment's rise or the dollar's demise or the deficit size or gold's new highs or the Nobel Prize or maybe Pfizer's consolidation with a corporation that makes pain medication for an aging nation. Either way, the truth is I'm leaving this station. Going to relocate to my old home state so dozens of cousins can have a play date. Be as well as can be. Thanks for listening to me, and best wishes to Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles, soon to be in Seattle. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hotels have started asking guests to go green. Let them save water and electricity by agreeing to fewer room cleanings. The housekeeping staff? Yeah, not too excited.
Most people who assertively care about preserving the environment are the kind of people who would also care about the jobs and livelihoods of the workers in the rooms that they stay in.
I'm Kai Rizdal. When going green isn't so good for workers, it's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.